And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Voices from the Grid. It is me, Mike, along with Brian once again. Somehow I got roped in the hosting three of our four episodes together.
I have no idea how that happened. Usually we divvy this up pretty
yeah,
well.
This season's a weird season with the hosting duties.
Well, when we get to Gingaman, Lost Galaxy, then we'll make sure to kind of even it out.
Yeah. But on this episode, obviously, once again, I'm not going over Ranger colors because that stuff's in flux. Thank you so much for that, Brian, as I point the wrong direction, even though you all can't see the video because we record on Zoom. We are doing the episodes of Rangers Gone Psycho, Carlos on Call, and A Rift in the Rangers. Obviously, compared to our last episode that Brian and I did together, this episode will be a little bit more Sentai heavy, but I've asked Brian for time constraints to not go too in depth for those obvious reasons. So we're going to start off with Rangers Gone Psycho and the greatest synopsis of all synopsises on Ranger Wiki. Astronema creates a team of evil psycho rangers to solidify her power.
That's best it. Synopsis ever.
That's it, just one sentence. Good job.
You did it. You won the prize.
Yay. So apparently it's the Power Rangers. Oh, no. Correction. I read this as the Power Ranger. It's Power Rangers Day, but it's not. That was in Mighty Morphin. So we start with the Rangers fighting an owl monster called Hoothead, who grows giant and is quickly destroyed by the Astro Megazord. Now, fun fact, when I was watching this episode, because I'm so used to all the episodes having a previously on, I literally had to rewind it just to make sure I didn't miss that part.
Oh my god! So you're not the only person that happened to. Okay, cool. I swear I thought I was having a fever dream or something when I was watching the episode.
I was like, wait. Did I miss something?
Because I was watching it on YouTube and I was like, is the YouTube video crapping out or something? Did we like?
No. It is like that's the actual episode. That's how the episode begins. And obviously they defeat it with the Astro Megazord. Back on the Astro Megaship, Andros thinks back to the brief time he spent with Corone before she was reprogrammed back into Astronema. So we missed some things between our last time we recorded together. Especially the fact that hilariously outside of the group episode, this is my first duo episode since we last recorded. Or since our last episode. Ashley gleefully approaches Andros and suggests that everyone should head to Earth to take a break from space. And the Rangers are trying to enjoy a meal at the surf spot, but while they're there, the Rangers hear their communicators and proceed to leave, but they realize that the sound they heard is coming from their friend Mandy's computer device called a Copernicus 2000.
Yeah, look at Copernicus over here, huh?
Yeah. Mandy reveals that it's the hottest thing in Angel Grove, and the Rangers go back to the meal only to see a news report of destruction downtown and are even more surprised to find the Power Rangers are already on the scene. The Power Rangers, air quotes, awkwardly agree to an interview with the reporter that ends in a shower of shots from their Astro Blasters. Obviously, this prompts the real Rangers to show up and watch the news crew run away, frightened. Okay, good for the news crew. The fake Rangers then battle the real ones with their weapons. Because you'll notice that the weapons that the evil Rangers are using are different from the actual Rangers' weapons.
Yep.
Then reveal that they are not Power Rangers and transform into the true and far more menacing forms known as the Psycho Rangers.
It's funny because they're just like, we're stronger than you, faster than you. And then like, I think it's the Yellow Rangers like, but we're evil. And I was like, oh, you could have left that part out. That just...
It was the Pink Ranger that said the evil.
It was the Pink Ranger, my bad.
Yeah. The Rangers... Where am I? Oh, there you go. Obviously, they easily beat the Rangers and use their powers to read their minds and learn their fighting styles. As the Rangers quickly become overwhelmed, Zane shows up and the Psychos retreat for the moment. After a short meeting with Astronema, the Psychos then return to Earth to mercilessly hunt down the Rangers. I like how they're just, like, standing on rooftops. Like, just scanning for them.
Mm-hmm.
And and they use the Rangers communicator sound to track them. Now, hilariously, I actually have seen this episode of Mega Ranger. Obviously, it's done a lot differently because I think at this point the Psycho Rangers were already established in the Sentai by the time you got to this where they're on the rooftops like tracking them from their communicators and stuff like that, because there's something about how they're like tracking them from their voices and their communicators. So I do actually remember that. So they use the communicator sound, but they end up attacking random people because of the Copernicus 2000. When the Rangers hear about the attacks, Anders discovers that the new computer device is responsible because of the similar sound to their communicators, and TJ warns Zane, but has unknowingly set him to be snatched by Psycho Black and Blue. Ha ha! The Black and Zane got Black and Blue.
In more ways than one.
So Zane is tied up and held at the old library. The Rangers get to the library, but it's surrounded by a force field, and they'll need to morph the breakthrough, which would surely be heard by the psychos. Knowing they need a diversion, they set up a decoy in the mega tank with which the psychos chase after, running very fast. Like, holy crap. Like, their upper bodies are not moving, but their legs are like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, which I mean, it's cool, but then part of me too, like, if you're not paying attention and you look up, it, I'm not gonna lie, it does look a little fun because it looks like the Roadrunner effect, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it's like Sonic.
Sonic too, yeah, but.
The psychos obviously catch up to it and blast it off the road, only to find they've been tricked. The Rangers morph and easily break through the force field, but the psychos quickly descend on them before they're able to reach Zane. Like, the insanity of how fast they are. The psychos release their fury by violently thrashing the Power Rangers and then blasting them with the green lightning bolts from their fingertips, so they're literally like Emperor Palpatine them at the moment time. Just as the
Yeah.
psychos are about to kill the Power Rangers, they're mysteriously teleported away. Even though the psychos left the scene, they still left their mark on the Rangers, having freed themselves with a very dull piece of clay pot that he broke. Like, it wasn't even a sharp thing, and the rope was like super thick. Like, how did you cut through that? That would have taken like 6 hours to do. Zane
Yeah,
quickly
the
rushes to the side of his friends. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, yeah. If this were real life, the Space Rangers would have been dead. Like,
Well, it's
and
not a, well, we'll get to why they're not dead, but the whole I'm more about the whole Zane thing. Like with the pottery and whatnot.
right. That's what I mean. It's like it would have taken like you said, hours to do that. And it's like, oh wow, like they're just laying there motionless. Oh God, I'm too late.
The Rangers realize that the Psycho Rangers are a very great threat and won't be easily defeated. Irritated once more, the Psychos quickly confront Astronema and demand to know why they are halted from destroying the Rangers. Astronema puts the Psychos in check and reminds them who wears the pants on the Dark Fortress. Yes. Once the Psychos leave, Astronema reveals to Ecliptor that the Psychos get their power by draining it from Dark Spectre. She goes on further to reveal that she seeks to use the Psychos to destroy the Power Rangers and Dark Spectre so she may rule over all. So that is the episode of Rangers Gone Psycho. It utilizes the opening fight footage from episode 15, See Through It, the Mecha of Genius High. And the Psycho Rangers fight footage and story is from episode 38, Scary Nezareja's Fiendish Squadron.
I
I
think
probably said that.
it's Nezi Raja, I believe.
Yeah. But that's the two episodes that they're from. You may talk in a contained manner
All right.
about the Sentai for this episode.
So, one of the things to keep in mind is, okay, first and foremost, there's a N on the Psycho Rangers belt buckle, and that N actually stands for Neji Rangers. Now, if you look this up and try to look it up, you might say, "Oh man, that looks a little bit like," but no, it's actually like the the Neji, which is the main villains of Mega Ranger. Know this for the longest time. I was always wondering why their helmets were like this, like where they had the kind of weird wavy thing up near their temples at the back. Well, apparently that's because of the main big bad and like him styling their helmets off of like his hair, because he has that kind of hair, which I thought was hilarious. And that's never even like tried to be like talked about. It's just, oh, it's just that's how their helmets look in Power Rangers. The Neji Rangers in the Sentai, here's the thing, the Psycho Rangers are already crazy in Power Rangers. They're even crazier in Mega Ranger. Like they are like straight up like crazy. I have some like differences here from the Ranger Wiki. Thank you, Ranger Wiki. And like, yeah, they're way more violent. Straight up like beating up civilians, whereas here in Power Rangers, it's like, yeah, they're intimidating them a little bit, but like they're not attacking them or anything. And it's kind of a lot of the similar bits. Like there's still a mansion that, the Rangers have to like go to try and free somebody. But like overall it's kind of the same bits, but it's a way more toned down version of the Psycho Rangers in this episode. So if you want to see just how crazy they can get, check out the Mega Ranger episodes.
I mean, you gotta think about it. They had to tone them down a little bit because it's a kid show.
Yeah.
So
I
because it's
mean,
a kid show, they're not gonna be like super psycho.
yeah. I mean, in Japan, it's also a kid show, but they are able to get away with so much more in Japan.
But we've always known that in Japan, there's always more mature tones and stories. And it's
Yeah.
always a little bit darker. Because like, unlike Power Rangers, they actually show blood in Sentai.
Yeah. And
Like,
oh,
how
yeah.
often have we ever seen a ranger bloodied in Power Rangers?
I mean, as far as we've seen so far right now, not very.
Whereas, like, if you look at the first season of Mighty Morphin and Jiu Ranger, right? Those rangers get pretty bloodied up in Sentai.
Yes.
You
They
never see that. You don't even see a scratch
yeah.
on the Power Rangers.
And then and I'm only gonna mention this briefly, but like, you got Sentai, which is technically aimed for like younger kids. Then you got Kamen Rider, which is for like the older kids, and like blood everywhere in that, like those fights. And then like, whereas like a ranger might die in Sentai, once in a blue moon, it is commonplace for like tertiary riders to just like die to like further the plot. So like kids in Japan are way more accustomed to seeing people get like beat up and bloodied and put in the hospital,
But yeah, that's the other thing. In Sentai, there's like always, there's like every season, there has to be like what, maybe four episodes minimum of somebody in a hospital
right? Yeah.
or somebody's bandaged up.
Yeah, like there's a I remember watching an episode of like Time Ranger where like, yeah, that was kind of the case too. Involved
Actually, I think Time Force was the first time they might have showed up a battered and bruised Power Ranger.
yeah, I think so. I think
Yeah, I
I
think it was
can't.
Time Force, and I think that might have been the only time. But no, because like actually it's funny, I was just thinking about this because Time Ranger was shown on Tokusatsu recently when we're at the time of this recording. And I think actually it might have been Mega Ranger because I was watching Mega Ranger because one of the episodes we're going to talk about in this episode, I actually got to see that episode, the adjacent one to it. But like there's an episode and it's like the Red Rangers running off to go, fight this monster to fight the Sentai version of a Ecliptor, and the Black Ranger comes to help him and the Black Ranger takes a beating as a result that leads to like because I guess they're trying to like build that team camaraderie and whatnot. And it's like you could see the Black Ranger like all beat up and everything when unmorphed. It's like it's very different. It's
Oh,
very
yeah.
different. And so with that, we move on to our next episode, which is Carlos on Call. The synopsis for this episode is morphing inside of a photo booth because Carlos is an idiot. He accidentally leaves behind photographic evidence of his transformation into the Black Ranger. Justin, who returns, no, I'm just kidding, Sylvie Larson, the daughter of his former teacher, finds the pictures and blackmails Carlos into being her friend, dragging him all around Angel Grove to various carnivals and rides, whatever she wants. Carlos finally gets fed up with her taking advantage of him, but soon he and Ashley learn the sad truth behind Sylvie's neediness. To make matters worse, she's soon targeted by Data Scammer while the Psycho Rangers wait in the wings. So I made the joke about Justin and Sylvie because they pretty much have the same hairstyle.
Well, yeah, that kind of bowl cut thing.
For those who don't know, the last episode Brian and I did together was True Blue to the Rescue, and that was the return of Justin, and then the departure of Justin, and he had a haircut that was just eh. And now we have come full circle. So anyways, first and foremost, we're at the surf spot, and Carlos is playing WWF WrestleMania.
Actually, it's Superstars.
No, it's WrestleMania. It literally said on the thing, on the thing, WWF WrestleMania.
But Superstars was the one, WrestleMania was the one with like Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, and this one was like Taker. Sorry, this one was Jake the
Hogan,
Snake.
Ultimate Warrior, or Macho Man.
Yeah.
But still, it was WrestleMania. That's what it said on the thing. That's
All
what I'm
right.
saying. Anyways, while he's playing, we get to meet Sylvie. Oh no, so he's spotted by Miss Larson, one of his old teachers at Angel Grove High, who introduces him to her daughter Sylvie, whom she asks to watch for a moment, and he agrees. After Carlos loses at the game again, because Carlos sucks at WWF.
She was playing as Hacksaw, by the way. I was like, what?
Sylvie plays and ends up doing better than Carlos, much to his surprise. After Miss Larson comes back, Carlos leaves, but he gets an alert on his morpher. Carlos tries to find a place to morph until he morphs inside of a photo booth because he's an idiot. Carlos then arrives at the area where the monster has been detected, along with TJ, Ashley, and Cassie. They begin to fight a lizard monster called Data Scammer. Meanwhile, back at the surf spot, Sylvie finds some photos of Carlos from the photo booth. He morphed in and discovers he is the Black Ranger. He's an idiot. Can't say what I really want to say because still have to be PG. They continue the fight against Data Scammer, who scans the four of them. Then he scans Andros after he shows be after he shows up before he uses his Astro Blaster on him and escapes. Then on the Dark Fortress, Astronema is pleased with the information that Data Scammer from the fight, with the information that Data Scammer received from the fight that she finds useful. Psycho Red and Psycho Black try to convince Astronema to take care of the Rangers, but she tells the Psycho Rangers that they underestimate the Ranger's strength. Then Psycho Yellow tells Astronema that she underestimates theirs. I actually like that there's this conflict within the Psycho Rangers and Astronema, because they're like, yeah, we know what we can do. We can just end these guys like that, and she won't let them. Meanwhile, back on the Astro Megaship, Carlos gets an email from someone who tells him that the person knows he is the Black Ranger and that the person has something he wants along with telling him they will meet him tomorrow at the Angel Grove Fun Center at noon. Carlos assumes that the email is from the Psycho Rangers. Well, guess what? While Carlos is waiting for the Psycho Rangers, he runs into Sylvie, and she eventually reveals she knows he is the Power Ranger and tells him she sent the email. At first, Carlos denies being a Power Ranger until Sylvie shows him the photos because you're an idiot. We thought Rocky was bad. After Sylvie makes Carlos play with her, that it's very worded very horribly on the Wikipedia.
Oh my God, are we not doing phrasing anymore?
She gives him a pager in case she ever needs him. Although Carlos refuses at first, he reluctantly agrees after Sylvie attempts to reveal his secret identity to the public. this is essentially a little kid blackmailing the dude. I'm like, who are you gonna believe? Are you gonna believe a kid? Just like snatch the pictures out of her hand and go, ha, 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 I have the pictures, you little brat.
Well, at that point, I mean, if she was tech savvy, she could have made copies, but I don't think she was all that tech savvy, so.
Let's also be honest, they're still using pagers.
True.
And there's no smartphones. We're
Literally, like,
like what? When did this episode air? This episode aired on October 31st, 1998.
we barely at this point got Palm Pilots, so, you know, there you go.
But the thing is that anyways, this episode came out in 1998. We did not get our first smartphone until like what, 2006 with the iPhone.
And I don't remember if the iPhone came out first or the Android. I can't remember, but
It doesn't matter. It was still like 2006 or something like that. So
it was a while.
you're looking at like 8 years.
Yes.
Anyways, aboard the mega ship, the other Rangers try to convince Carlos to stop doing what Sylvie tells him to do. Although Carlos agrees with them, he still worries about her telling people. Then he is paged by Sylvie the meter at the fun center after he spends the day going on rides with her again. When Carlos takes Sylvie home, she has one more thing for him to do before she gives the photos. To get her a rock from the moon. Now, I don't know why this is the final straw for Carlos. Because, and he, because, and like, it's obviously the final straw for Carlos. He furiously tells her off for how spoiled she is and for making him waste time playing with her when there are people in trouble who need him. Then he leaves despite Sylvie trying to convince him to wait. I don't like the fact that that was the final straw. It's like, bro, just morph, get on your astroglider, go up to the moon, pick up a moon rock, come back, and give her the damn rock. Out of all the things that she's asked you to do, that is the most simplest thing you could actually do. Why did you snap on a little girl over that?
I mean, I get that it's kind of the principle of the matter, but still, like, that is probably the least, like, at least considering the time and effort it would take to do it, it's probably the least of. So I agree with you on that.
Like having to be on the rides and at the fun center the entire time, yeah, that would annoy me because it's like, oh man, I'm being told I have to go fight a monster over here, but I have to play with freaking bumper cars with you. That's one thing, but like, hey, yeah, can you go get me a rock from the moon? Go ahead and do it, dude, just do it.
Sure.
Like it, that's the one thing that kind of irritated me. It's like that's the I wanted to blow it up. I was like, oh, you want a rock from the moon? Here, let me go get that for you. Here you go. Now give me the damn pictures and leave me alone. It's literally the easiest one to do.
Yes.
So meanwhile, back at the mega ship, Carlos is thinking to himself in his room before Ashley enters. He tells her about how disgruntled he is, about how Sylvie tried to make him get a rock from the moon for her. Ashley probably was looking at him like, really? Just go to the freaking moon and just get it for her. We're freaking Power Rangers with gliders. Let's Ashley then stops him because there is something he needs to know and takes Carlos to a hospital. A doctor explains to him about how Sylvie's brother, Troy, became terribly sick, so her family moved to Angel Grove to get him better help. Ashley reveals that Sylvie doesn't have any friends in Angel Grove, and then the doctor tells them about how Troy died a few months ago and how it deeply affected Sylvie. After Carlos sees a picture of Sylvie and Troy while the latter is holding a rocket ship, the doctor tells them about how they wanted to grow up to be astronauts together, not only and not only that, but had dreamed to go to the moon, but about how Troy promised to go back, promised to go get a moon rock for Sylvie. Wow. Wiki, what the heck? This is a word saying. Carlos then realizes that this is why she wanted him to get the moon rock and leaves the hospital. It doesn't matter if you still, I wouldn't have blown up on her about the freaking moon rock. That was the dumbest thing. Outside the hospital, Carlos gives the pager to Ashley, then he uses his galaxy glider to get the moon rock. At a cemetery, we see Sylvie visiting Troy's grave before she is attacked by Data Scammer. She heads into a telephone booth to send a page to Carlos. Ashley obviously gets the page and realizes Sylvie is in trouble. When Data Scammer confronts her, the Rangers show up to save her, and then they use the quad Quadro Blaster and the Spiral Saber to defeat Data Scammer. Estrama then makes him grow. Rangers form the Mega Voyager to fight Data Scammer, and LOL, John Cena, I win.
Do 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 do.
Sylvia then cheers to the Rangers before she's held hostage by Psycho Red. The Rangers get out of the Mega Voyager and fight Psycho Red, who releases Sylvie. Although Psycho Red overpowers the Rangers and nearly defeats Andros, he is stopped by Psycho Black, who does not want him to have all the glory. After Psycho Black takes Psycho Red to the Dark Fortress, Sylvie thanks Carlos and the others for saving her, and Carlos assures her the Rangers will always be there to help her. So back at the Dark Fortress, Psycho Red argues that he would have defeated the Rangers if Psycho Black hadn't interfered before Astronema tells him that they defeat one Ranger at a time. Starting with the Pink Ranger, which pleases Psycho Pink. After Carlos takes Sylvie home, so obviously, real quick, mentioning the Pink Ranger, which pleases Psycho Pink, obviously this is a telling tale of what will happen in the next episode.
Well, yeah.
After Carlos takes Sylvie home, she apologizes to him and gives him the photos. Carlos accepts her apology and tells her they can still be friends. Then he gives the moon rock she wanted and takes her for a ride in space on his astro glider. Pause, question, WTF, what's going on here? You gave him a ri gave her a ride on the galaxy glider. She is not in a suit at all. How is she not dead?
I mean, we could say the same about the Ninja Turtles. We could say the same about Rita Repulsa. We could say the same
No,
about
Rita's an alien. Who cares? The turtles are mutant. The turtles are mutants. Who cares? This is a little ki human kid. No suit,
apparently,
no nothing. How is she not dead? You're in
I
space. There's no oxygen
genuinely
in
don't
space.
know. I've just kind of given up on it, and I was just like, I guess you can breathe air in space in Power Rangers. I don't know. I don't know how this works, and like the more I try and explain it, the more I'm just going to give myself a headache. So I don't get it. I really don't get it. Like I don't.
I need a hug. I need a hug. I need a hug. Need a hug. Anyways, let's see here. We're trying to find something real quick. Oh yeah, so according to notes on the wiki, it says this ind episode indicates that in the Power Rangers universe, space has a breathable atmosphere as Sylvie is seen riding Carlos's galaxy glider without any form of protection. However, it is possible that the galaxy glider has a protective shield around the board which allows breathable atmospheres.
Well, I mean, like, didn't we see something about like the moon later on too? I can't,
I don't know. But
I
anyways,
guess.
episode 39 exposed Mega Red's true identity is the counterpart in Super Sentai Mega Ranger for fight footage and story.
Something that's really kind of interesting about Mega Ranger versus in space is, and I think you and I have talked about this before, but the Black Ranger in Mega Ranger is actually the leader. He's like the responsible one. And while in space, I don't think there's necessarily any one truly immature member of the team, and you can argue that's a little interchangeable. For some reason, they put Carlos in that situation more often than not, which I don't get necessarily.
Someone's got to be the Rocky.
Someone's got to be the Rocky. I mean, like next episode, it's going to be Ashley, I believe. But like Carlos tends to get this more often than not in this season, and it's really kind of weird because there's so much Sentai footage that they have to shoot around because Mega Black is so much more competent, like, and Mega Red is so immature. Kenta, like the Red Ranger, he's like a slacker. He's literally like this kind of, you know, immature kid from high school, like this snot-nosed kid that is nothing like Andros. So it's really interesting how there's so much of a discrepancy between the characters that they had to change it from the Red Ranger to the Black Ranger. No, it's really interesting to me, 'cause like I feel like if you're watching in space and then let's say that you're like, okay, I'm interested in the Sentai. I want to see how they did this story over there. I think you would be really surprised to see that, oh, wait, it's not the Black Ranger in this episode. Interesting. There is something kind of interesting here where and by the way, data scammer. Hi, Richard Horvitz.
Yeah. I mean, Richard Horvitz did, I think, quite a bit on Power Rangers because he was the original voice of Alpha. And I wouldn't be surprised if he voiced a bunch of monsters and stuff too.
I saw that, like, apparently after he got booted from Power Rangers, he went to go work on Angry Beavers for a little bit and then came back to do Data Scammer. And here it's he sounds so much more like Zim here, and I love it.
Yeah.
But apparently in the Mega Ranger episode, the villain actually is targeting so it's still the same where, like, hey, a ranger's getting blackmailed by a kid because, again, one of the rangers went into a photo booth to, change, and then there's photographic evidence of, but instead of black, it's red
Yeah.
because he's so immature, which, again, it doesn't really fit Carlos, but okay, whatever. Main villain is actually targeting the girl in that story who she has a brother that's dead as well. And, he gets ambushed. The villain's name is Lizard Nezalar, and he's targeting the girl because she has pictures of Kenta morphing into Mega Red. And apparently that would help out the Neji Rangers, like, find out their true identities and defeat them even better or faster. And Data Scammer has no idea that there's nothing about that at all in the Sentai, which is really interesting. I would have thought, like, that would have been something that they could have absolutely, like, picked and prodded from. It's like, hey, they're tr the Psycho Rangers are trying to find out who the Space Rangers are. Why wouldn't that be a priority? I guess it just they just didn't work the script enough to do that. So I don't know.
Anyways, we got one more episode to cover on this episode, and that is
All
A
right.
Rift in the Rangers. The synopsis for this is cabin fever sets in for the spacebound Power Rangers as the girls have different plans over doing chores on the mega ship. Similarly, the female Psycho Rangers are feuding as well, each trying to one-up the other and attacking the Rangers. When Psycho Yellow captures Ashley during a battle, Psycho Pink is furious over being upstaged in the fight she was in charge of, and a guilt-ridden Cassie determinedly searches for her teammates. Woo! So, this is now where things get very interesting on the Psycho Ranger storyline, because obviously there are, after this episode, three more episodes left of their arc. So, we start the episode on board the Astro Megaship. Cassie is hard at work cleaning up the docking area while Andros and Ashley eat. As Andros leads through the Simu deck or Simu deck, Ashley asks Cassie about her sheets, unaware that the latter was cleaning the area right now. Ashley was about to leave the table without cleaning up after herself, and Cassie tells her off for doing that. I mean, I would too if y'all were just being pigs.
Yeah, like when did Ashley become a slob?
When did everyone become a slob? However, Ashley insensitively brushes the crumbs off the table onto the floor Cassie just mopped, frustrating the latter even more. The complaints is loud enough for Carlos and TJ to hear it, but their attempts to calm the two women down fail as Cassie storms out. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. At the Dark Fortress, Dark Spectres wonders why Estrada has not figured out why his powers are being drained, unaware that the Psycho Rangers are linked to his powers. Estrada claims that they are searching for the traitor, and Dark Spectre, none the wiser, tells her to hurry up as he does not have much time. This is when Psycho Yellow barges into the bridge, claiming that she has a plan to destroy the Rangers, but Estrada orders her to leave as she wants to wait for Dark Spectre to be until Dark Spectre is destroyed. And one of the lines that Astronema throws at her is like, "I don't, your job is not to think." Meanwhile, Psycho Pink is training when Psycho Yellow comes in, claiming that Astronema wants to destroy the Rangers herself and proposes a plan to take them out first. Psycho Pink reluctantly agrees to it as long as Astronema does not find out. Back on the megaship, TJ drags Ashley onto the bridge and forces her and Cassie to sit down, which is actually really funny to see TJ do this. It's like, sit down, stay seated. TJ wants the two to talk their feud out, but that only leads to more arguing, much to TJ's annoyance and the other Rangers' worry. TJ knows that they are all tired due to being on the megaship for a long time, but before he can continue, Dekka announces that Psycho Pink has appeared in Angel Grove. Which also is really great because Cassie and Ashley are still sitting in the chair, and TJ just comes up and just grabs them both and just goes, "Yeah, you too, you're coming as well." The Morph Rangers arrive to see Psycho Pink and a squad of Quadrons planning to take Cassie as her prisoner. As the Rangers deal with the Quantrons, Psycho Pink fights against Cassie, with Psycho Yell watching on as her plan is coming together. Psycho Pink is too much for Cassie, but TJ and Ashley arrive to help her out. However, TJ gets knocked down when he protects Ashley from Psycho Pink's energy blast, making Cassie feel guilty. Soon, Cassie gets overwhelmed, and Psycho Pink fires at an old lady who suddenly arrives. Ashley goes to check on her, only for the old lady to trap her with handcuffs before revealing herself as Psycho Yellow. Psycho Yellow takes the captured Ashley back as prisoner, angering Psycho Pink as she was promised to have Cassie as a prisoner. I remember this because I was actually watching the Mega Ranger episode of this exact episode before doing this episode here. Cassie tried to rescue Ashley from the vortex, but was too late, making her feel even more guilty than ever. Anders forces Psycho Pink to retreat with the Battleizer, while Cassie feels remorseful of all the terrible things she said to Ashley. So, meanwhile, Psycho Yellow beats on Ashley, but before she could absorb the rest of her powers, Psycho Pink interrupts her as the deal was that both would absorb her powers. Psycho Pink grabs Ashley and threatens to take her back to Astrama if they do not renegotiate the deal, but Psycho Yellow simply blasts her at her teammate, compromising the energy shield as her visor cracks, which is an important detail. Ashley takes a second to yeet herself out of the prison and escape the two Psycho Rangers. And I'm not talking about the Jey Uso yeet. I'm talking about yeeting herself literally out the out of like a out of the cave. The
No
mega sh
yeet.
yeah, she's Jimmy Uso's no yeet. On the mega ship, the Rangers try to find Ashley as Cassie's still guilty over what happened, while realizing that she let a simple thing like cleaning nearly ruin her friendship with Ashley. Meanwhile, Ashley hides in the industrial area because that place hasn't been destroyed enough as is, hiding from the Psycho Rangers, only for Psycho Yellow to find her. Before Psycho Yellow can do anything, though, Psycho Pink comes in between the two, leading to a fight between the Psycho Rangers. Taking the opportunity, Ashley hides behind some barrels and taunts the two Psycho Rangers, leading Psycho Pink to blow them up on impulse. Good job, Ashley. I'm just gonna jump a little bit here because it's just a lot. Cassie arrives to rescue Ashley on her galaxy glider, with TJ breaking the handcuffs with the Astro Axe. Psycho Pink is not finished yet, as she grows giant in size and reveals her true monster form, because they've actually realized that, like, oh, the visor's messed up, so like they've been beating up on it. Seeing this from the Dark Fortress, Ecliptor asks Estrama if she would like if they would should stop Psycho Pink, but the latter says no, as Psycho Ranger must be burning out Dark Spectre's powers by now. The Rangers summon the Mega Voyager, but Psycho Pink proves to even be more of a challenge than before. So Zane arrives in the Mega Winger for assistance. It's kind of like when in what was it, Turbo, when Tommy was not around and then he would just magically show up. It's like Zane's like Tommy. He just magically shows up. Oh, hey, you guys are having a problem? Here. Let me help you out, guys.
Himbo to the rescue. Shoo.
As the Mega Winger tries to hold its own against Psycho Pink, the Rangers summon the Mega V3 missile, only for the controls to freeze on them. Unfortunately, they get the auxiliary power from the Mega Voyager into the Mega V3 missile, and they fire it at Psycho Pink, finally destroying the Psycho Ranger. And I'm doing air quotes on destroying because, well, let's be honest, we know Psycho Pink is going to come back eventually. On the Dark Fortress, Astronomer uses Dark Psycho Pink's failure as a lesson to the other Psycho Rangers on how trying to do their own thing will lead to their own destruction. And she said that if any of them were to get out of line, she would destroy them herself. And Psycho Red would argue that they would have won if all of them attacked together, which is true because we've seen that already in the last two episodes. On the megaship, the Rangers realize that destroying Psycho Pink means that their odds have improved and begin to head back to the bridge to figure out their next plan. Before leaving, Ashley decides to clean up after herself, but that only leads to another argument. However, TJ ends it by saying that the men will clean up, but when the women leave, it turned out they were fake fighting to get out of cleaning. Because,
Smart.
yes.
Smart.
So obviously, only one Sentai episode was utilized for this one, and that is episode 40, Scary Bad Women. In Mega Ranger for fight footage and story. And like I said, this is an episode that I actually did watch recently. So I'm actually aware of this episode.
Oh,
And
nice.
a lot of it is actually almost beat for beat for the Sentai and the Power Ranger.
Yeah, I do see that there are some differences here, whereas Ashley and Cassie are fighting over the cleaning duties on the megaship. I believe Chisato and Miku were fighting over a boy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and
It's like, we're just like, yeah, that sounds about right.
that sounds about right. One of the big things too is instead of it being an old lady that the yellow Psycho Ranger disguises as, Neji Yellow disguises as a young girl in order to like catch Mega Yellow off her guard, which is, I don't know what's more evil, old lady or young kid. It's about the same, I think.
It depends. Is the kid as as needy as Sylvie?
God, I hope not.
Is the grandma or old lady as bad as Ashley's grandma?
No.
Okay, then I'm probably gonna go with the old lady then.
For one, she's actually dressed like an old lady. Like, instead of doing this like poochy backwards cap thing, it's like, one of the things that I did want to point out here is, in this episode, the Mega Voyager has an unexpected power drain, but in the Sentai, the Mega Rangers are literally deliberately draining power from the Mega Voyager to make the Voyager Spartan strong enough to beat the pink Neji Ranger, Psycho Ranger, what have you. And cool. I just wonder how many times I've seen something like that happen where it's like, hey, we're losing power. Oh, never mind. And like, it's actually a story beat that they just ignored in Power Rangers.
But yeah, it's always an interesting thing when you see that.
Yeah.
So, any other final thoughts on this episode?
Just that it was a lot of fun to watch, and again, this suffers from a, hey, we need somebody to be like a slob just for an episode in order to have a story beat, because it's not really like part of Ashley's character, I think, if you watch the rest of the season. But it gets the job done in telling the story, I guess. So
So with that, where can the people find you on social media?
You can find me on TikTok if it's still up by the time that this is out
Yeah,
at Blue Ranger B-Rai. You can also find me on YouTube talking about the Power Rangers and the Tokusatsu, so the Super Sentais and the Kamen Riders, at also Blue Ranger B-Rai, kind of doing a little rebranding here. Might be changing my Twitter handle as well to that, but you can still find me at the moment at Wondering Geek. And then when I'm not doing the Power Rangers show with you, Ben and Sasha, I am with Colin and Sean doing the Two Fat Guys Eat Show at Castwave Studios. Mike, where can we find you?
Everything for me is at the Lindenbaum 75, facebook.com/x95productions. Obviously everything is on the website, txhthockey.com. And for the show itself, it's at VFTG underscore PR. Just look that up. It should be all of our social media for that. And then click on the link tree to find the episodes and all of our other social media as well. So with that, Brian, take us out.
All right, ladies, boys, girls, gents, what have you. I need more coffee. Thank you once again for joining us for another episode of Voices from the Grid, spending a little bit of time with us. Please come back for next episode where Mike and Sasha will be talking about the Blue Ranger episode. And until that time, be sure to grab your Astromorphers and dial in 335.
May the power protect you.